It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, Fort Recovery sports fans. This is Brian Patch and special guest tonight, Bill Overlaw. And if Fort Recovery fans remember that, Bill was our principal at Fort Recovery for how many years?
I was there 2 years, Brian.
2 years at our high school, and he has moved on and is now here at Graham, which is where we're at currently tonight. So we're going to do a little interview here with him, and he's actually going to stay around and help us out with the broadcast tonight. So first of all, glad to have you here, and let's talk about your, I guess, last 2 years of your journey since you've left the fort.
Well, first I just want to say, thank you for having me on, Brian, and getting caught up here off air, talking about Hillsdale and everything else. It's really wonderful. But this is special meaning for me coming back here. Had great memories at Fort Recovery and made a lot of great friends, and still cherish that today. I know some of the staff here at Graham get sick and tired of me talking about it, but it's such a special place, and for the rest of my life I'll have a special place in my heart with Fort Recovery.
Good. So remind those people who may have forgotten here, talk about your journey a little bit to Fort Recovery. I mean, I remember, being from this area a little bit with Danny, who played some travel baseball from the Troy area. And, those people, when you came to Fort Recovery, those people were telling us about you a little bit. So we had some inside scoop on you and from that regard. So, for the people who maybe forgotten, tell us about your journey, how you got to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, so I spent quite a few years, 12 years with Troy City Schools. My kids all went to school there, my older kids, and that's where my wife and I reside. Just for some personal reasons, when I left there with my mother, she was ill, and so I took a job at in a career center. Wasn't the best of experiences. You know me well enough. I mean, I like to be out with kids and those kind of things, and some of those just doesn't bring the sports and the community relationships that you normally have. So when I was looking to get back in, the Fort Recovery job was available, and actually, if you go on back, my grandmother was from that area, and my great-grandfather actually came down to Jay County from Michigan, so there was a little connection with still some of my family up there. So I took the job at Fort, loved it, and just for some other reasons for my wife and so on and my family, it was just too much of a drive, at that particular time in our life. But great people. I cherish every moment I was there, to be honest with you.
Good. Well, I know we enjoyed having you, and we appreciated everything you've done, for the fort and for those 2 years. And obviously, were you the one who started the idea of Fort Family and Faith?
Yeah.
And so obviously, that slogan still has resided at the high school, and there you go.
It's here at Graham, too, so I got it on my shirt.
So obviously we understand the whole family part coming into play with that, so.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and the Fort community was so, they embraced everything you tried to do, but it's because, my ideals and the beliefs and structures that I had was well within that community throughout and still is. So it was just a great time, and just appreciate all their support.
So obviously the drive is a little easier for you here, since it's obviously a lot closer. But so what did you take from Fort Recovery that you've tried to implement here?
Well, I think the biggest thing, we go back to that family piece, but, what I saw in Fort is what I tried to relate to our kids and our staff here, which is, it's not just about individuals. Our school is as good as our community, and that's the same everywhere. And so you just try to instill some of the things that I saw in the fort, saw that our kids did with each other there, what our community did, and try to relay some of those messages here to these kids. And, you know, there's some similarities, and then there's some differences here in terms of the demographics in the district.
That was actually going to be my next question. What would be some of those similarities and differences between the schools?
So if you go back, you know, 25, 30 years ago, this area was much like the fort in terms of a lot of farming base. A lot of these families, you know, had small family farms and really relied on that. And that was probably, you know, 90, 95% of the population. Over time, as we know down in this area, some of those farms have been bought up by one person farming multiple farms. So you're losing that base. And so we've had a little demographic shift. Actually, our numbers have been coming down from what it was, you know, 10 years ago because of some of that.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the school for those people who don't know Graham. You know, Graham is basically down 29 to 75, 75 to Piqua, get off on 36, 36 runs into here. For those people who in Fort Recovery who don't know, what is, I guess, the school like as far as athletics go?
Sure. Yeah, we offer a few more sports than what Fort would have.
Yeah.
We have all your staples, but then we also probably our biggest claim to fame over the last 25 years has been our wrestling program. We have won 22 consecutive state titles.
Wow.
So that is totally amazing, Brian. I've, you know, never been around anything like that. But so here they come. So at any rate, we do have a swimming team just like Fort. You know, as far as numbers go, when you look at our divisions, we've been dropping, like I said, over the last few years. So just to give an example, in football, we're Division 4. We'll probably be Division 5 going into next year. We graduate about 120 to 110 kids a class, right in that range. 15, 20 years ago, we were graduating anywhere from 160 to 180. So there's a distinct drop in our numbers here.
Okay. The basketball program, I remember when I came to Fort Recovery in 03, 04, Coach Copps was here, and he's now at Centerville.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has obviously built a machine down there with Centerville with obviously their population size being
right.
large. And they had went to state, I think, in 03, 04, 04, 05.
Yeah. They were in the Final Four. And, Coach Copps did a great job here. Actually, our coach we have now, Matt McCurdy, we just brought him in this year. He's a teacher at the high school. He was actually on the staff with Brooke back in those days.
Okay.
So really excited to have him back and, you know, put some discipline in the program. And I think over time it's going to bode well for us.
So watching games this season, like, how has the season gone for them? Like, what do you – like, for the Fort fans who aren't here watching on NFHS, like, what can we expect to see from them?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing. You know, we've been blessed the past 3 years since I've been here. We had some groups of kids that came through. They're very athletic. You know, and just to give an example, in football, we in 3 years' time, I think we won 28 games, which is pretty good. This year, we've lost that big group of those kids, and we got a lot of kids that are playing hard. Very fundamentally, they'll play very good defense, typically. We just don't know who the scorer is going to be. You know, we don't have that, you know, like a lot of games, I'm sure you broadcast, you go in and you're going to say, hey, this kid's averaging 15, this kid's averaging whatever, and we need to put our focus on that. I don't know who you would say that would be on our team. You know, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just the nature of our team right now.
Well, besides Cal Rammel, for us averaging 24, the same thing could be said about us.
Okay.
You know, who's going to be our number two for us? You know, that's always our question every night as well. You know, who's going to help Cal in scoring? So,
well, the one thing I can say about Coach McCurdy and what he's brought to this group is they don't quit. It doesn't matter who we play. We've been in a whole lot of really close games that haven't gone our way, but, I mean, we've played some pretty good teams and been right there with them. So, you know, defensively, they typically play pretty well.
So he's slowly building and changing the culture.
Without a doubt, yes.
Good.
And to top that, Brian, as you well know, You know, we talk about athletics a lot, but he's a tremendous teacher. And so that, you know, to me is what we always look for. But in, he's well-respected already in the class and just doing a great job. So we're very happy with where this is going.
Good. You know, obviously you've been around athletics your whole life and with administration and such. I mean, you know, good coaches are usually good teachers. And
Absolutely.
Good teachers are coaches, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
because you're in the classroom, you're trying to motivate kids in the classroom instead of, you know, boxing out and being in help side on defense. It's, you know, getting assignments turned in and, you know, being respectful and all those things. So.
Well, Brian, you know as well as I do, it's about interpersonal relationships. And absolutely, I hear people say that all the time. Well, you hired this person because they were a coach. Well, all the great coaches that I ever had were great teachers.
Right.
So I'll go with that every day of the week.
Well, and they add a lot of positives to your school because they do so much more with the kids outside of the classroom.
Right.
And they connect with the students that build the community. You know, obviously the athletic and the academic part is sometimes at odds with each other. And, you know, like I said, I saw this the other day on social media. Find me a teacher that has to sit in front of 1,000 people and teach a classroom and get criticized for every single thing they do. But
exactly.
Yet that's what coaches do on a Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
And no matter what happens, everyone knows more than that coach does anyway.
Oh, absolutely. That's been since I've been playing way back in the day. You know, everybody, because they either played it or they watched it on TV, you know, it cracks me up because I was listening to a podcast on the way up. And exactly what you just said, there's people, you know, texting in, saying this. Well, this coach was running the wrong coverage. And, you know, it's something they watched on ESPN. But, you know, until you're there game day or
right.
You're behind the scenes knowing what's going on, I don't know many coaches or teachers that really want to see their kids fail.
Right.
Because ultimately, the success of those kids is the success of your program, too.
Right. And it's just a little different from the coaching aspect because when you're giving a Chapter 10 social studies test or math test, you don't have 1,000 people watching you, you
right.
know. And if kids fail that test, not everyone knows it. But if you fail on your defensive assignment out here and the team scores, everyone knows
oh, yeah.
you failed.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a huge difference as far as that goes as well. So.
Yeah. Well, those years, you know, that I coached and worked at Troy, you know, I coached with Steve Nolan, and Coach Nolan's in the Hall of Fame, and his average wins were 9 a year, and, you know, and it was really funny because you would hear people criticizing, well, why'd he call that player? Why'd he call this? And I'm thinking, you couldn't sit in the room 5 minutes with this guy because, I mean, he was a genius when it comes to it. But, you know, that's just the nature of everyone. That's why they're fans, right?
Absolutely. Fanatics for a reason, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, good. This is, again, we're Brian Patch, and this is Bill Overla here, the principal at Graham. And we're interviewing here. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and continue this conversation. So.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh Meals.
All right, we're back here again. Brian Patch, Bill Overla, the administrator here at Graham High School. And this is where we're at here tonight for our boys' action. And also sitting to my left here, we have our superintendent, Mr. Brown. So I am surrounded by leadership and greatness here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to see Bill. I miss Bill. He was a great sounding board for lots of things. He had a lot of experience. And while I got a great administrative team at Fort Recovery, Bill was always had a good common sense approach to administration.
So when you came in as our superintendent, he was here, what, 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
The first year with you?
Yeah, I was worried that it was because of me. But
no, not at all. Not at all. That was
he reassured me.
Yeah, yeah, tonight you found that out, right? Good. So, is there anything down here, Mr. Overland, that you are looking to establish and change that you've found new and brought in that maybe we would like to know about back at Fort Recovery?
Well, we've done a couple things. You know, I was telling Larry this earlier. One of the things we had to really address is some of the culture within the building, within the school. You know, and I don't mean it was terrible. It just needed a little bit of overhaul. From that standpoint, and that part of that culture is what we talked about earlier with the family concept, how we treat each other, you know, et cetera, and pulling the rope for each other. So some of the things that we've done within our building, within the group, you see, like down in the end, we're missing some of our kids here. We got a huge wrestling tournament going on, which is really hard to combat when you're at a school like this. But the nest up there, we got some other slogans that we came up with, you know, like, welcome to G-Town, that's what we call this.
Yeah, I saw the banner.
You know, that was my first year here with the seniors. I'm like, I walk in this building, I don't see anything that even says Graham. I said, I want people when they come here to say, man, we're in G-Town, baby. You know, I want you to feel good about it. And I just was throwing that out, and then they gave that to me as a gift at graduation. So it's kind of become a theme around here in terms of that. But, you know, we talk about culture, we talk about all those things. A lot of it really has to do with just how you treat each other and how you do things. We opened a store here in the school that we also call The Nest. It's a coffee shop. You know, and that kind of brings kids together. It's like a hub, you know, every morning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And the kids actually run it, but it's through our business program. So that's turned out pretty well. And then this year, one of the things we did was all of our students get into the activities free. So we started that. You know, this year, and that was in combination with our athletic director, trying to encourage to get them out here and get them be a part of our family, because the day doesn't just end around here, as you well know, at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Right, right. So you two, I came in a little late, and you two were already talking with each other. So were you guys sharing ideas? Is that how administration works, or what?
Yeah, well, we're catching up on family, but also sharing some school ideas. With that free admission thing, we're trying to do that, obviously, with some of our student or appreciation nights, trying some of those things. The board wants to, you know, assess how that affects our attendance at games.
Yeah, so I've been seeing this a lot on social media. So you brought that up, and you kind of brought that up. What was your guys' research with the idea of letting students in free versus not? Like, what was the thought or financial?
So we went back and looked. Obviously, whenever you make a decision like that, you don't want to just make it hastily. You got to look at the numbers. And when we looked at the numbers between if we said, okay, we're going to open it up. Now, the one thing you'd never know is, well, what does that mean? How many more kids are actually going to take advantage of this versus not? So that's a little bit of a gamble. But we looked at the numbers and just said, you know, if they have more discretionary income because they're not paying for a pass or buying a ticket to the game, will they spend it in our concessions? You know, or do something different? But really, our numbers was negligible in terms of students. Now, we couldn't do that for all fans, or else you wouldn't be able to pay the light bill. But
right.
It really didn't boil down, Brian, to a whole lot of money that we were offsetting. And right now, we're gonna reassess it after this full year is done. But right now, the way it looks like, you know, we beefed up some different things in our concessions, especially out at the football field, to kind of generate some more income. But, you know, the other thing it seems to be helping with is we also get more volunteers, you know what I mean, from the kids to help out with some of the events, because we just ask them and they do. But we explain to them, part of us letting you in free, you know, is we want you here.
Right.
But we might need your help sometimes. So So that's, you know, we started a big service day project here in our district, and that was another thing I forgot to mention. We did that, and all of our kids, we basically take an entire day. We go out, we were painting curbs out here, painting our railings, just taking care of the place. So it's part of that buy-in, part of that, this is our house, you know what I mean? Yep. It doesn't matter how new it is or not, but take care of your place you live in.
The more investment they put into it, the more success they're going to have.
Right.
So with your guys, Mr. Brown, your evaluation with the board, how have you guys seen the student appreciation process go? Because as a parent, as a staff member, and as someone who's coached, I think it's awesome that we do that.
Yeah, we're seeing good numbers, and I think our next step is Holly's develop a pass blast, which we can get pre-sale for the year for like big discounts to see how next year goes with the pass blast. So that's puts a student pass. Some of the student pass is about $25 a year. So that's in April. It's the prepay, so she'll at least know what kind of expenditures she can do for the program that fall, you know, during the fall.
So basically that's going to be up for like a yearly evaluation to see what tweaks, changes we can try to do to improve those and that kind of stuff, right?
Yep, exactly.
Good. Because obviously both of you know the more student involvement you get, the better it is for the school, the community support, and also the kids aren't out doing things to get in trouble to make the school look bad.
Right. Yep.
I mean, that Delta St. John game was electric.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Now, you know, as someone who had been around prior to COVID, you know, the Fort is one of those places when we have success, it is electric to be in. It's hard to hear. It's a great atmosphere. You know, my kids grew up in the gym with me during that time when I was coaching the boys, and they had a chance to experience that. And Daniel came home and said, "Dad, this is what it was like when, you know, Greg Colleague and Elijah Colleague and Wade and those guys played when we were really good all the time." And we hadn't experienced that at Fort Recovery in a while.
Right.
You know, because of the COVID and the restrictions and the fans and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, with NFHS now involved, you know, it's hard to get people back into the school. And, you know, we desperately need that support back.
Right. Right.
You know, because here, talk about your facilities here. I mean, this is a beautiful gym.
Yeah, it's so this gym was built, I think it's about 15 years old now, maybe a little bit more. You know, it was added on to the original gym was, you know, not near as quite as big. It seats right around, I believe it's 1,675, I think is what it says. So, yeah, we have some decent facilities out back. We built a wrestling room, an entire facility for wrestling. But, you know, that's kind of a big staple here. But, yeah, we're not where we want to be facility-wise, but we're getting there. So, very proud of this place.
Good. Mr. Brown, can you talk real quickly about, with 3:50 here to go in the pregame on the Wayne IGA pregame show, could you talk real quick about update on the baseball facility?
Yeah, making great progress. Excuse me. We're excited to have an opening day, and I don't have the date in my mind, but it's going to be a softball baseball event, and making good progress. As far as we know, you know, we'll probably pass everything as far as the ability to have it be a functioning facility. There are obviously some things that have to be done yet.
Right.
But we're making good progress and just do the final tweaks. But we're so fortunate to have a group like support, you know, athletics and Fort Recovery, like the Boosters and the WOW Committee. They've done wonderful things.
Yeah, and so for those who didn't know, the Booster Club and the WOW Committee had a festive outing, I guess, last night at the bowling alley to try to generate some more sponsorship and people joining. So if you have not signed up for the Booster Club or the WOW stuff, feel free to reach out to someone, either at the school possibly, right?
For sure, yeah.
Or even a member and sign up and get your sponsorship in. And obviously financial, we love your support, but not just the financial piece of it, but also any volunteering, like Mr. Ovalis said, the more people that volunteer, the better it is. So
absolutely.
Yeah, Brian, the fixed seats are going to be really nice. They're very impressive. It's like going to Defiance or something like that.
Right.
Places that have established programs.
Right. So I don't know if you remember or if you were around when we were looking at the upgrade to the baseball facility. Were you there when that started?
I was part of that initial discussion, yeah. Actually, we sat down with the group and talked with them about the process and how we needed to go about it. And I know some of the initial planning phases, I was in on those and kind of follow it on the Facebook pages, and just really proud that the community's getting that.
Yeah, so right now I think it's just the backstop netting and that kind of stuff is the major stuff, right?
Major. There's some field issues that have got to be addressed yet with the actual turf.
Okay.
And we're working. They've got a new person working on that. The committee does, so. But we're excited to support it and obviously see some great games there. We're going to get a good softball and baseball team, I think, this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. I know it's been a three-year work in progress, and with Daniel being a senior this year, and, you know, that's kind of his love and passion is baseball, which he's committed to go play in college. And, you know, I know he's looking forward to being able to open up the stadium there and play in the facilities, so.
It looks fantastic, you know, from the pictures.
Beautiful.
And I know in the planning phases, there's a lot of people that, you know, were involved with that. So I'm really happy to see that coming around.
Absolutely. And so we do appreciate all those people that were involved in getting it set up and, you know, the financial piece and all the work and
all, right, man.
All that stuff. So, all right, this has been the Wayne IGA pregame show. And, again, Bill Arvila, the administrator here at Graham High School, and Mr. Brown, our superintendent, and this is Brian Patch. We're getting ready for our national anthem, so we'll take a break and be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here talking to Bob Leverett. We're at Graham tonight. They are just told they're 6-9. Yep. So do we know much about them, or what are we going to try to do tonight?
Yeah, we're going to stick with our defense. We'll mix it up a little bit between some man and some different zones. But, yeah, kind of do our thing. As far as them, really good offensively. They've got some kids that can really score the basketball defensively. They play a little bit of like a 3-2, 1-2-2 look a lot. Last night against Indian Lake, they played man for the first time this season. So we're thinking we'll see the zone with our size. But, yeah, they're really good offensively, so we'll have to come out and guard tonight.
All right. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, we're back here at Graham High School in the Nest. And if you were listening on our Wayne IGA pregame show, you know we have a superintendent or a principal, Bill Overla here from Graham High School. And then also we have our superintendent here from Fort Recovery, Mr. Brown, helping me out. And again, I'm Brian Patch. And our starting lineup for our Fort Recovery Indians is our traditional starting lineup that we've been having all year long. And that is seniors Landon Post, number zero. He is a 6 foot guard. Number 21, senior as well, 6'7", Daniel Patch. Senior Kel Ramble, number 22, 6'5". And then we have our two juniors, Troy Holman, a 6 foot guard. And Rex Leverett, number 12, 6'4", junior in there as well. And then for Graham, Mr. Ogla, you want to give us those?
Yeah, we got number one, Ben Sells, senior. We have number two, Eli Hollingsworth, who is also a senior. We have Bodie McGuire, another senior, number four. Aiden Ford, who is a junior, and Nate Ryman.
All right, and looks like they don't have sizes on our roster here, but looks like the Indians do have them outsized a little bit here.
I think talking to our coach and knowing some of the kids are for recovery, I think that's a fair statement.
I'm saying Ryman there, who's jumping, is similar size to Kel Ramwell. There's not much difference, and Kel's 6'5", so he's a nice-looking athlete. So he had a good year?
He's decent, yes.
Yeah. Indians control the tip here, and our first quarter sponsor is Faller Mechanical. And going from right to left on your radio dial, Kel Ramel has the ball up top, looking to drive to the left. Kicks out, turnover on the Indians, overthrows Troy Holman.
Brian, I will say one thing before we get too far into this game. We will have arrived here at Graham when we get something like Fort Recovery Radio. I've told people about this. It's such a great asset for your community there. We want to get something like that here.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing right now, just for the people who can't make it and
exactly
have a chance to listen or happen to be in Florida, like Bubba Stargo. So shout out to Bubba Stargo. Nice little drive-in cut on the backside.
That was Bodie McGuire.
Yeah, McGuire scoring on a layup. Good offense there for Graham. Are you guys the Eagles? Is that what you are? Or?
We're the Falcons.
Falcons. Okay, yes. Falcons. Rex Leverett for three, countering back, putting the Indians up 3-2. Nice offense there for the Indians. Troy Holman picking up full court here, applying some pressure. Right now, the Falcons are running a set, trying to get it inside. Some running some back screens, four around one, making the Indians work here. Being very patient on offense. How are you in your conference, Mr. Overla?
We're right in the middle. I think I told you earlier, we've been in a lot of 2-3-point games that just didn't go our way.
A couple shots up there on the outside for the Falcons, and they come away empty-handed, and rebound by Troy Holman.
Well, Brian, it's been nice to see you. We got most of the players back from some injuries and people being out. So
yeah,
we're back to full strength. Huh?
Absolutely. Kel Ramel, nice little curl drive in there and got fouled, so he'll be going to the free throw line. And the main guy in particular who's been injured for us has been Reese Guggenbiller, and he got his first actions last night there, Mr. Overla. And
gotcha.
He had a fractured back from football and played for four games with a fractured back. Gives you an idea how tough he is. Kel Ramel steps up and hits the first free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. And then we've had Landon Post had a knee injury that he tweaked as well. So we've had a few injuries that's kind of hurt us with our depth. So Kel Ramel hits the second one, giving the Indians a 5-2 lead on the Fall Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Sells drives in and gets blocked by Rex Leverett, retains the ball, looking for someone to pass to. Double teamed inside by Troy Holman and Rex. Three on the other end. In and out for Hollingsworth. Troy Holman looking to push ahead in transition. Troy tries to drive. Kicks back to Rex. swing it over to Kell in the landing. Gets it inside to Daniel Patch. Nice little turnaround. Got shoved from the back. So Daniel will be going to the free throw line. Like to have seen Daniel maybe stop on that spin there, Mr. Overland. Take it up a little bit stronger versus spinning and continue that movement.
Back.
Yeah.
I know our coach was really worried about the size that you guys were bringing to the game tonight, so I'm sure you'll see a lot of that zone.
Daniel steps up and hits the first free throw. Ironically, our size is also our two leading three-point shooters. Daniel's our leading guy, and Kel's our second guy. So, you know, it's kind of beneficial when you have 6'7", 6'5", step out and hit the three-point shot, too. Daniel missed that one, and Falcons get a rebound, pushing it up here in transition. Quickly ahead is McGuire. Stops, picks his dribble up in the middle. Nice backdoor cut. Good inside for Sells. Beat his man on the backdoor cut. We got caught ball watching there. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side. Nice drive in there. Landon scoops it up and
nice
finishes.
Move.
Yep. Finishes under the contact. For Landon, giving him his first buckets here of the night. McGuire has the ball on the right-hand side. Stops and picks his dribble up. Swings it back over on the right. Almost lost the ball. Was Ryman inside. Ryman inside. And a reach-in foul on Rex Leverett. And in comes Reese Guggenbiller tonight to replace Troy Holman. You know, Mr. Orville, he's on our track team, and he is a heck of a track athlete.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. He is fast. Our track's having a lot of success right now. So
that's great.
Yep. Daniel Patch for three, short on that side. Reese Guggenbiller with the offensive rebound putback, showing a little of that athleticism right there.
Yeah, good hustle there.
Yep. And Graham is going to take a timeout as the Indians put up a couple points here, and now they lead 10-4. So let's take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Again, we're back here at the Nest in Graham High School, and our Indians are leading right now currently in the varsity game in the first quarter. 4:35 left, 10-4. Indians also got a big victory in the JV game, 57-39. Hopefully we can complete the sweep here tonight. Sorry, Mr. Arvila. We're a little biased on this radio station, just so you're aware.
Totally understand.
Right now, Graham has the ball in front of our bench, trying to get it inside. Right now, working some offense, being patient. Full round one is what we're trying to look at right now. McGuire has the ball on the left-hand side. Throws it over to Hollingsworth. McGuire looks inside, gets it in there to Ryman on a nice little left-handed finish for him, giving him 2 points. Kel Rammel has the ball, driving down, kicking out to Daniel, swings it over to Landon, throws it inside to Kel Rammel, who athletic catch right there in itself. Reese Guggenbiller drives in, picks up his dribble, swings it back to Kel on the right-hand side, over to Landon. Over to Daniel Patch on the left-hand side. Ah, Daniel got a turnover trying to skip it across court. Got to skip it. You got to put something underneath it there. Graham has the ball, three from Sells.
Deep. Way outside.
Yep. That was real deep.
NBA.
That was a four-pointer there.
Kel Rima has the ball for the Indians. Skip it over to Landon. Gets Daniel ISO'd inside. Drop step spin. Power up. Good. Nice
good
move for Daniel. Yep.
Very good.
That's something that he's been trying to work on a little bit extra with Toby Metzger, one of the assistant coaches there for the Indians. Some post-move stuff. He hadn't played inside a lot. You wouldn't believe that being 6'7", but he's always been a perimeter player, and so they're playing him inside a lot more. Oh, good steal by Reese Guggenbiller, trying to get a little flex action cut where a back screen happens. Reese read that one really well. Again, Indians lead 12-6, doubling up the Falcons here. Dribble weave up top. Kel Rammel to Daniel Patch, and they're going to call a charge on that one. Daniel caught it and power dribbled in. Probably lowered his shoulder a little bit, but I like the aggressiveness. We'll take that.
So, Bill, were the colors more black before instead of this gray?
Yeah.
Historically, more black.
Yeah. That's, you had to bring that up, didn't you, Larry?
Is that a sore subject here?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been working on consistency in our athletics. Okay. So, yeah, the gray was kind of brought in a little bit, and you can kind of see that on the G there on the floor. But
right. It
is. Gray is supposed to be an accent color.
Is that the main color?
Black and white is the main color, yeah.
The G in the middle of the floor looks like the Georgetown G.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Right now, a couple Indians checked in. Riggs Toby and Alex Deuce. Shot up, no good for the Falcons. Good hustle play there by them. Hollingsworth has the ball, skips it over to McGuire for three. No good. Good check out for the Indians. So we have Rammel, Toby, Deuce, Guggenbiller, and Holman on the floor for the Indians. Hand off from Rammel to Holman to Toby. Back out to Rammel for three. In and out for Kel. So close right there. Good shot. Good hustle play by both teams. It'll be Indians ball. Minute 44 to go on Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
So both teams have two team fouls so far.
Yep. Well played game so far. Drive in by Reese Guggenbiller over to Alex Deuce. And I say that and I jinxed us. Travel call on the Indians. So, is there any competition between the sports here? Do they support each other really well with wrestling and basketball and such?
Not really. I mean, they definitely support each other. That's what I was saying. Typically, we have a bigger turnout. They have themes and all that stuff. Tonight, it's just how this game fell, and got some big things going on with other teams.
Do a lot of the football kids play? Do wrestling as well?
We've had a few. We're trying to build that a little more. Wrestling's it's a different sport.
Different animal here, huh? But when you win state 22 times, it's going to be that way, I guess.
Pretty good.
Yep, turnover by Graham, and Indians have the ball now. Reese Guggenbiller has it up top, swings it over to Troy Holman. Troy's looking. Nice little curl cut from Alex Dews. Up, a little body contact, but no foul, and Alex finishes. Giving him his first bucket of the night. That's good offense for the Indians.
One of those state titles, they went up to Division I to win against St. Ed.
We opted into Division I. Yeah, that's right.
Just for fun to see if you could win it or what?
Well, I think we wanted to prove to St. Ed's that we were actually the best in the state.
Oh, I see.
It's one of those deals. And you can opt up in wrestling one division.
Really? I did not know that. 30 seconds to go here. Tick under here, a couple ticks, and going to be a jump ball by Graham. So we'll take a timeout with them again on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Our Indians lead by 8, 14-6.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back. So we're off air here a little bit. We were talking about the wrestling thing, opting up. So, Mr. Everett, tell us a little bit about that.
They just there was a lot of discussion because St. Ed's had won, I think, 10 or 11 in a row, and we were, I don't know, 15 in a row, and there was a lot of that, you know, chatter going on of we're better than you and whatever. So in wrestling, you can opt up one division. So you can say, hey, I want to wrestle, you know, if you're Division III, I want to wrestle Division II. Now, typically, you don't want to do that. But in that case, we did, and
point to prove, huh?
We won it, yeah.
That's so awesome.
I'm not sure we'd want to do that every year because St. Ed's is very, very good in wrestling, too. So
Graham has the ball right now. There was a foul on the last shot on box out, foul on Alex Dew, so they retain the ball, non-shooting call. So step back move right there, tough hit right there for that young man, Benjamin Sellers. And the quarter, end of the quarter right there. Indians saw their lead trimmed down. It's now a 5-point lead for our Indians. And that was a good quarter by Faller Mechanical Scoreboard as with the Indians lead 14-9.
Some starters coming back in.
Yep.
We'll start the second quarter.
All right. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Faller Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Faller Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
And we're back at the nest. Indians again start the second quarter off here with K&L Tractors, a 14-9 lead. Indians go to our matchup 2-3, and we have Post, Holman, Leverett, Patch, and Toby on the floor for the Indians. Sells is looking, who just hit that last three to end the quarter, is looking for a shot here. Nice backdoor play. Turnover on the Falcons. Troy Holman has the ball, pushing it up in transition. No one stops him. Drives in, kicks over to Daniel Patch, swings it over to Riggs Toby. Kicks over to Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Finds Landon Post inside. Behind the back dribble to the baseline. Swings it over to Holman, over to Patch. Deep three for Daniel. Way off. Rebound with Graham. They're pushing in transition. Nice backdoor pass to Ryman inside and finishes it. Someone lost the man there for the Indians. Had a breakdown or miscommunication on that somehow.
The backside.
Yep, because they actually had two guys wide open. Three for Leverett. No good. Rebound Sells. Looking to push in transition. Hits McGuire. Back out to Hollingsworth. Back inside to Ryman. Kicks out to Ford. No good. Rebound Leverett. Crashes. Troy's going to walk it up here on us. Try to get organized. Swings it over to Post on the right-hand side. Up to Toby on the left. Trying to get Daniel ISO'd inside. Triple team kicked back out.
14-11 right now. Indians in favor.
Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it to Riggs. Indians are being very patient on this one. Nice pass from Daniel to Post.
Good look.
They're double teaming Daniel inside, and he turned and faced and hit the backside. Landon Post is wide open. Good patience offense right there for the Indians. Same thing on this end. I was going to say possibly Landon came down on the arm to get the foul. So Sells will go to the line to shoot two. Benjamin Sells hits the first one. On the Hall Brothers free throw line, Cal Ramel checks in and replaces Riggs Toby. 5:45 to go in the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 4 currently with one more free throw. Good for him. 16-13 Indians lead. Post has the ball on the left-hand side into Daniel Patch. Kicks out to Rex Leverett. Over to Landon. Inside to Daniel. Kicks out to Kel Rim on the backside. Kel pull up. Little strong. Rebound by Ryman. Kicks ahead to Ford. Right now it's loose. McGuire picks it up. Turns and pops. No good. Daniel with the rebound. Goes to Landon Post. Pushing ahead in transition. Cal Ramel going 1-on-1. Skip past the Daniel on the left-hand side. Turns down a shot. Swings it to Rex. Dribble weave for the Indians right now. Daniel Patch for three on the left-hand side. A little strong. Back of the iron. Going to be a foul on Rex reaching in. Should be his second foul for him.
We can't forget Bill was famous for the most unusual graduation ceremony in the history of recovery
schools. That was.
Actually.
But we pulled it off.
We did.
I actually thought it was one of the best.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of parents tell me that.
I loved it. I was outside in shorts, and I hate being hot in a building with dress clothes on. And
when you come for what you were really there for.
Hear your kid's
name called. And
I showed up for 15 minutes for graduation to watch my kid graduate, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Shot right there by Benjamin Sells, two-pointer. Yeah, you were there when there was a lot of strange things happening.
And since I left, it's all gone away, right?
Yeah. Nice offense for the Indians. Getting Cal Ramo inside and gets called for the foul is going to be Nathan Ryman. So Cal Ramo will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line. 4:21 to go, and Indians lead by one right now. Cal hits that one, giving him 3 points on the night. You know, for me too, being in staff, I happened to break in a first-time principal in Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner that year, too. I'm thinking that had to be awful as a principal. First year, in your hometown,
yeah.
And we're in COVID.
It is a strange, strange situation.
And Cal hits that one. They quickly throw it down the floor, and we get a jump ball situation with Kel and William Ward.
To the Indians.
Yep, Indians possession.
I think Larry would have to agree with that in all of our career. I don't think
that was the most unusual. 37 and a half years of time.
In about every field, too, right? Not just education.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First for everyone. Rex has the ball, picks it up. Looking to throw in. Nice pass and screen and offense right there for the Indians as Cal Rammel is the recipient of that pass from Rex Leverett. Sells has the ball, drives down, leaves his feet on the pass. Three hit for him. Is he your leading scorer?
Yes.
He looks smooth right there for that senior. Benjamin Sells for three, and that was contested.
That's 12 points for Sells.
Yep, he's having a nice night.
2018 Fort Recovery.
Indians run some good offense. Probably a travel by Rex, and they don't call it. Kel is able to get the pass and put back or inside
post.
That's
what the Ness says. The Ness says it was a travel.
Yeah, I probably agree with them. Picked there by Landon Post at half court, driving in contact, but straight up gets blocked. So it'll be Indians ball underneath. If it wasn't a travel, it looked weird. Most plays that look weird usually get called for travel.
That wasn't a Euro step.
No. There was nothing European about that at all. Alex Dews checked in, and Reese Guggenbiller replacing Patch and Leverett. Post has the ball, swings it over to Holman. Trying to get Cal Ramel the ball inside. Out to Landon Post. If we make good passes, we had two chances for shots. Instead, we don't. Good hustle play. Bodies on the floor. Graham retains the ball. Hollingsworth has it. Bring it up the right-hand side. Swings it to Sells on the left. Missed the steal, but nice pass play. Good teamwork by the Falcons right there. Ryman is the recipient of that. Giving him six on the night. 22-20 Indians. 2:34 to go in the second quarter. Graham has the ball up top on the left. On the drive, passes it over to Holman. Kicks out to Landon Post for three in the corner. A little strong. Good hustle play by Alex Dews. Landon Post gets called for the reach-in foul. Coming in from behind. He didn't agree with it, but I'd say it was a good call because he probably got a little body coming in.
It was the body,
in.
Yeah.
Yep. The hand part was probably clean, but the body part wasn't. So, and that's his second foul. So Riggs Toby checks in, replacing Landon. So we got Holman, Guggenbiller, Ramel, Toby, and Dews on the floor. Assuming this is going to be a backdoor play at some point because I heard him yell chin. Chin usually is the old Princeton stuff for back screens and backdoor plays. Sells has the ball, gets called for steps. It looks like they're going to switch to a 3-2 zone as the coach is right in front of us. You say this is his first year?
Yeah, this is his first year here at Graham. He's been a coach for quite a few years. Like I said, he started here with Brooke Cups in his career.
Where was he at prior to this?
He came here from Kenton Ridge.
Okay. And Reese Guggenbiller gets called for the carry. So we trade turnovers. A minute 50 left. Indians lead by 2. 22-20.
They keep hearing Badger, too. Is that something you know about?
Badgers are usually back screens. It's Wisconsin action, yeah. Mm-hmm. Coaches really maybe aren't the smartest at some of the stuff, so we usually call stuff where we steal it from.
Right.
And so the Badger stuff, usually the Wisconsin stuff. 3 for Sells deep. Wow.
Oh, man.
That was maybe a step inside the spike line. Falcons now take the lead on that by 1. That deep 3, and they're in a 3-2 zone defense here. Toby has the ball, gets it inside to Rammel. I was going to say that has to be a foul called as absolutely. He tried to shoot it, and they grabbed his arm. Have you seen these officials before here?
I have not.
They're a pretty good crew right now. And usually that's not a compliment I like to give out to officials. They've been pretty spot on right now.
Yeah.
Kyle Rammel steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and hits that one, tying the ball game up.
You know, Brian, I'll tell you, officiating, because I was an AD and a coach years ago, and the one thing that I always look for in the crew is, do they put themselves in good position? You know, however they call, it's always subjective, but these guys are doing a nice job of getting in position.
Right. And he hits that one. And the other thing is the interactions. Are they willing to listen?
Right.
You know, they're not going to be right on every call because you're never perfect with anything as a human. But
right.
Are you willing to listen, or you think, hey, I know it all, and so on. And they've done a great job. And you don't notice them. That's the other part, too.
Right.
You know, they're part of the game, but not the game. Good play by Riggs. Toby there knocks it out. Yeah, I would take this crew any night. You might want to tell your AD. You might want to get them back.
Yeah.
Or maybe we need to tell Holly.
Yeah.
We need to send them up our way.
Yeah.
Find out where they're from. You know, it's amazing. Cal Rammel with the steal right here. We get a lot of Columbus crews.
Well, you're starting to see a lot of that, Brian, just because of the limited number of officials.
Right. And we always were told, too, the MAC pays pretty well. Digger does a great job as our MAC commissioner and pays pretty well. And so that helps getting good officials as well. If I'm going to do a game, I'm going to get paid for it, even if it is a little far of a drive. Troy Holman has the ball up top, drives in, possible contact, they don't call it. They're going to be out on Riggs Toby, who was crashing the glass there. Good hustle by Riggs. The only thing bad about that shot was we took it probably a little too early. With 20 clicks to go on the clock there, we're giving them a chance now to get to the last second shot. Good screen over here on this end by Ryman, and up and good for McGuire. Now they have a 1-point lead because of that. Troy Holman has the ball, 3-2-1, and would have been over and back because he tried to hit Kel. And so time expires, and the Falcons see a 1-point lead going into halftime. Your thoughts on that one there, Mr. Ovala?
On the first half, I think, you know, we saw at least from Graham's side what I thought we would see, which is, you know, we play pretty good defense, and our offense is going to be, you know, we're very disciplined typically on offense. The one thing that happened a little bit for us that hasn't been a consistency was Ben Sells shooting the ball really well for us. So, you know, Ben's got 15 of our 25 points right now in the first half. So, you know, hats off to him. But what we've seen all year with us, and I will tell you, typically we don't quit, you know, and I think I told you that earlier in the broadcast. So we'll see what happens in the second half.
You want to give us your opinion?
Yeah. Both scrappy play by both teams. I think it's very similar to the game that was in Fort Recovery last year. I know it came down a close game.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing some of the same athletes from Graham out here again. But, boy, hopefully the Fort can improve some of our shooting percentage and continue to draw some more fouls here.
Absolutely. All right. This has been the K&L second quarter scoreboard, and as the Indians trail 25-24.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Nest in our Indians trail at halftime by one, 25-24. And quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, the Indians led 14-9. And the second quarter was not a good quarter for our Indians as we got outscored 16-10. And now we trail 25-24. Scoring for the Indians was Kel Rammel leading the way with 9 points. Daniel Patch added three with a two-point field goal and a free throw. Rex Leverett hit a three for the Indians. Alex Deuce chipped in with two. Reese Guggenbill chipped in with two. And Landon Post added four. And for the Graham Falcons, Mr. Overla, you have those you want to read off?
Yeah, I do. So leading the way for the Falcons was Ben Sells. He had 15 of our 25 points. Bodie McGuire had four. And I got Nathan Ryman with six.
All right. And in JV action, the Indians came away with a big victory for the Indians, and they needed that. And in JV action, as we've played some really good teams and done really well, and we've been down a few guys with some sickness here. Our leading scorer, Briggs Overman, again, is not here tonight as he's been sick. Was sick last night, left the game at the end of the first. And so quarter scores went like this for the Indians. After one, led 12-10. At the end of the second quarter, going into halftime, the Indians led 27-20, outscored the Falcons 15-10. In the third quarter, the Indians outscored them 13-4 to take a 40-24 lead. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored the Falcons 17-15 to win by 57-39. Leading scorer for the Indians was Eli Leonard with 20 big points. Gavin Evers added 11. Alex Garkey and Caden Greasy chipped in with six. Cooper Thompson added five. And Mason Diller added four for the Tribe there. And again, want to give a shout-out to Bubba Stalger and Jody Stalger listening in Florida as they're hitting the links and getting some good golfing in. So appreciate them listening tonight. Hopefully, Bubba, you made it there safely since you're texting and driving, which is not something I had.
Well, the other thing I was going to correct you on, you did say Bubba Stalger and good golfing, right? Did I hear that in the same sentence?
You said that, yeah.
We love you, Bubba. I wish you were here.
Well, see, anyone who golfs is better than what I am. So, So I have to say good golfer on that. But. And then also Chuck Etzler again is recovering from surgery, and so I know he would love to be here as well. And so shout out to Chuck and Kathy Etzler. Hopefully you heal up soon and get back watching the Fort games. So looking at some activities for the week for the Indians on Monday night. The girls host Indian Lake, and you can listen to WPGW with that or watch on NFHS. On Tuesday, the boys host Tri-Village, and that'll be a big-time matchup for the Indians as Tri-Village is state-ranked in Division IV coming into the Fort, and that is a rescheduled game from back in December. And you can simulcast with WPGW with that one and also NFHS. On Thursday, the girls will host the St. Henry Redskins. You can simulcast, listen to that as well with PGW and NFHS.
Reno.
On Friday, the boys are traveling to St. Henry to take on the Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that. NFHS video will be available there as well. Saturday is a busy day as the girls host Troy Christian. The varsity-only matchup at 12:45 start time. You can listen to WPGW and watch NFHS if you cannot make it out to that. And that night, the boys will host Mississinewa Valley, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that with NFHS video. The Little Indians cheerleaders will be at halftime of the JV game, as well as our Hall of Fame inductee will be that night as well. So you can get out and check out the Indians. Busy week of basketball and sports in general, but especially Saturday night, as you can hopefully reminisce about some good times with our Hall of Fame inductees. So Jenna Jenkins, Nestrick, I think is how you pronounce her last name. Nestrick, maybe? I'm not sure there. Apologize, Jenna, if you're listening. And also Joanna Snyder Hyatt, and her, obviously, father was a longtime principal and also basketball coach at Minster High School, and Ed Snyder, and his wife Laura was a teacher in the elementary. So those will be our inductees in the Hall of Fame on Saturday. So you guys, I assume, do you guys have a Hall of Fame here, Mr. Rubble?
Yes, we do.
And how you guys do a lot of like people at a time, or how does that work for you guys? What's your process like?
Well, typically, no. It's just a few that they induct, you know, on a yearly basis. We also have a wall of champions that's as soon as you come in, and that's for all of our state champions. That was actually, I think, started mainly due to wrestlers, but it can be, you know, any individuals that, you know, are state champions. So it's kind of a dual thing we got going here. But, yeah, normally it's just a couple people.
So if you win state championship, is that kind of automatic thing for Hall of Fame?
I wouldn't say it's automatic here, just because of the numbers, you know, that we have from the wrestling program, but it does help.
Yeah.
And we also just had Abby Yukon, shout out to our girl. She just had her 1,000th point today for the girls' basketball team.
Awesome.
So, yep.
Awesome. Well, getting ready to start the third quarter, and Graham has the ball going from right to left on your radio dial. Nice backdoor play to start off. Ryman has the ball. No good off their bounce.
He needs to follow his shot.
You know, that's a lost art anymore.
It is, isn't it?
That or it's very confident players. They think they're all hitting them, and they don't have to follow their shot, maybe. I don't know. Leverett has the ball on the left-hand side, looking for Kel Rammel. And check the cutter. Good defense right there. Be out of bounds on Graham. Indians ball underneath. By the way, your pep band is good.
Yeah,
your
trombones are outstanding.
Yeah, we're they're the dancing band from Falcon Land.
Okay.
It's
cool.
Sight to behold at halftime of football. They are, I don't know if you're familiar with the OU's marching band.
Yeah, the marching 100.
That's what we do, yes.
Posts with the three for the Indians on their own, putting them back up, 27-25. They got a trap on this end as Rammel and Holman. Sells is able to get out, swings over to McGuire on the left-hand side. Good defense there by Daniel. Three for Sells, deep on that one, misses it. Outlet from Rammel to Patch, and that fast break got stopped in a hurry. Daniel put on the brakes there. Swings it over to Holman, trying to get it inside to Daniel. Swings it up to Rammel. Mushes him through. Swings it over to Landon, over to Leverett. Back to Daniel. He's trying to get Kel inside now. Kel's double team, kicks out to Daniel, swings it over to Landon. Over to Holman.
Good ball movement.
Yeah. Leverett inside to Rammel. Power up. That should have been a foul as his arms came down. Daniel has the ball on the right-hand side. Skips it over to Landon Post. Three-pointer good for Landon. Nice offense for the Indians. The one thing I like right there is Daniel turned down a shot. Kel turned down a shot, and we got it to Landon, who just hit a three earlier. So trying to give him a heat check. That's something we've not done well this year. If someone hits a three, we don't go to him again.
Yeah.
That's something I think we need to do a better job of.
Very good ball movement.
Yep. Knocked away by Rex Leverett. Recovered by Landon Post there. Indians lead by five now, 30-25 with 5:48 to go. Landon has the ball on the right-hand side now. Swings it to Kel. Over to Troy Holman. Dribble weave for the Indians. Rex stops. Kicks over to Daniel. Back up to Landon. Swings it to Rex. Gets it inside to Daniel. Kicks over to Landon Post for another three. Good. Nice offense by the Indians. Heat check right there.
Nine unanswered points.
Yep, by Landon Post. And again, I thought Daniel turned down an open shot for Landon. So good offense by the Indians.
Once again, they moved that ball around, and then he had the open shot.
Yep.
Sure Coach McCurdy's not happy about that.
No, but Coach Leverett is. I can tell you that right now. McGuire stops. Contested shot. No good. Post has the ball. Has the ball over to Daniel. Inside to Kel Rammel. Drop step up and no good. Missed point blank. Gets a rebound. Not sure what happened
we're
there.
Obstructed by
as I said, the official blues whistle and gotten in our way. So I'm assuming a foul or jump. No, we had the ball at jump at half. No, they did. So it could have been jump ball. Yep, they switched the arrow. So it would have been a jump ball call. Ox Deuce checked in. Replacing Leverett. Alex Deuce has the ball now over front to Rammel. Rammel shoots a three. No good. Good hustle by Landon Post. Jump ball call. Good effort by those two going after that. Be Falcon ball.
That was a great hustle by that Post kid. I'll tell you what. He's been moving.
He had a good game for us getting into your 18 points. And, he hadn't had one of those games since. We need him, though, to kind of catch fire for us. And this hopefully is that game tonight as he has 13 leading the way for the Indians.
He's warming up right now.
Yep. Stay hot. Sells has the ball on the left-hand side looking for a clear out. Good defense by Daniel right there because he's guarding the guard right now, keeping him in front. McGuire for three on the left-hand side. No good. Right now, if we can get a bucket here for the Indians.
Yeah.
Rammel has the ball. Over to Holman. Swings it over to Post. Post drives in. Kicks it over to Deuce. Reach in foul McGuire. The other thing I like, too, in transition there, Kel had the ball and Landon was calling for it. You know, wanting the ball, that's something he hadn't done a lot either.
Yeah.
And that's that confidence knowing that, hey, right now I'm hot. Give me the ball. Sub here for the Falcons as Aiden Ford checked in to replace Bodie Guire. Nice pass. We just missed a lob pass from Holman to Rammel.
Yep.
Looking for the highlight reel on the dunk. Just missed
that's
it there.
That's how he scored his
1,000 point
was an alley-oop.
Yep. I thought that was a great call by Coach Leverett, knowing he just needed one more bucket to get it. And we tried to get him a backdoor lob on a dunk pass. Pretty way to get your 1,000 point.
Yeah.
Wasn't a dunk, but it was a nice layup, though. Alex Deuce for three for the Indians. No good. Tipped up by Kel Rammel. Probably a charge call. Lowered his shoulder, and young man for Graham took the charge in the hip. Reese Guggenbiller looking to check in, replacing Daniel Patch. And for the Falcons, we have Joshua Steele coming in, replacing Benjamin Sells. Giving that young man a break. With 3:24 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard, Indians lead 33-25.
That's not a Gatorade logo on the back of the jersey, is it?
No. Looks like it.
No copyright violations here at Alt Graham, so don't worry about that. Copyright, please. No Gatorade and Georgetown logos anywhere.
Edit that out, Neil.
Well, we had ESPN on our game.
Yeah, we did.
I saw that on Facebook, yeah.
You know, that's something that's really cool is our student section. We have a great student section this year in student support. It makes it fun for the students to play and the athletes when you have that support from your classmates. Knocked away there by Alex Deuce. Good defense by the Indians. And again, that's part of that student appreciation night.
Right,
that,
exactly.
You know, when we create that atmosphere and you guys here, Mr. Ovaladu, these students get in free. So that's awesome. Graham has the ball in front of their bench. Hollingsworth drives to the left, shoots a step back three, no good. Rebound by the Indians and Troy Holman. Pushing on the right hand side in transition, finds Landon Post. Deep three from Landon.
Boy, he's feeling that one.
He is feeling that. Good rebound by Reese Guggenbiller on the miss. I'm all right with that, though. That's a heat check. Yeah. You just hit three. You went on a 9-0 run yourself by hitting three of them. You shoot another one. Body foul right there on William Ward. So Kel Rammel got the foul drawn. The Indians ball.
Hey, Bills are open enrollment here?
Yes.
Graham?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do they come from?
Primarily, basically, you're talking Miami County area, and then some of Clark County.
Mm-hmm. Indians are running the weave up top. Alex Dews, Reese Guggenbiller, and Riggs Toby. Reese drives in, shoots a shot, misses it. Nice look for Reese. Massive pile up on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Indians are going to retain possession. Good hustle by all those young men. Not a long break there by Sells. He's already back in. That was about a 30-second blow. Obviously, your coach is scouted to know the double Kel. Kel drives in there, up left-handed and gets the rim.
Nice move.
Yep. Gets a little roll around that, giving him 11 on the night.
10-point lead.
We have not scored in this half.
That is correct. Good defense by the Indians. We need to go on a run like that. We need, sorry, Mr. Evelyn, but we need the confidence. We've lost a few in a row here, five in a row. So,
about 1:30 left in the third quarter here.
We need a confidence booster in a win. Moral victories don't cut it. Graham right now is doing a great job being patient. Finding Sells for three. Doesn't get rewarded for it, but Ward gets a good hustle play. Swings it up to Hollingsworth. He drives in on the left-hand side. Probing. Gets it to Sells inside. Yep. Reach-in foul by Alex Dews. It's one of those he shows his hands and says, how is that a foul? My hands are up. Well, they haven't been reaching in before that, Alex.
I think that's typical of all athletes.
I don't know of an athlete who actually admits they ever fouled.
Ever fouled, yeah.
Ben Sells steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and cashes in on that. And that is their first points for Graham this quarter with 1:14 to go. So good defense by the Indians. Patch and Leverett check in to replace Rammel and Post. Or Dews, excuse me. And Ben Sells hits that one. By the way, Bubba's dog, Sean Thompson, who's doing our book tonight for you, was giving me some other stats with turnovers and steals and all kinds of stuff. He said he had to do a little bit better job than what you do. So that way he didn't want to be demoted when you came back. He liked getting in free to games. Rex Leverett has the ball on the right-hand side, finds a cutting Riggs Toby, probably traveled. They don't call it. Rex drives in and loses the ball. Don't foul there, Rex, on a turnover. Don't make two mistakes in the one.
That's a travel.
Yep. Sells gets called for the travel. Does he do any other sports?
Football.
Yep. He looks like a football player.
Yeah.
Running back?
No, he's a tight end.
Really?
Yep.
He's built like a running back.
He's kind of an H-back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's built like that. Daniel, they're coming out and trapping. Daniel gets it across to Reese. Drives in. Misses it. Good drive by Reese. Just lost it off the hands of Rex Leverett. Going for a rebound. Going to be Graham's ball. So are you guys in the same conference as Piqua?
No.
No? You're not in the, they're in the G-Walk?
They're in,
right?
Well, no, they're not in the G-Walk. They formed their own league, the MDL, okay. Now, which is like the old GWOC.
Okay.
So Bell Fountain, West Liberty, Bell Fountain, West Liberty, and
well,
Ben Logan.
We're in the CBC here, so yeah. We've got Bell Fountain. So if you go on the east side, you've got...
Good drive there by Reese Guggenmiller and got fouled, so he'll be going to the free throw line.
The east side, you have Bell Fountain, Plain City, Jonathan Alder, really some of those border Columbus schools over there. London, you know, that's our big school division. It's primarily east. And when you come over on this side, we've got Indian Lake, obviously us, Northwestern, Urbana. That's kind of the old CBC.
Okay.
So when they expanded, they took a lot of those larger schools towards Columbus and made two divisions.
So how many schools do you have in the conference? 12.
12? 12, yeah.
So you do an east and a west. Is that what it's called?
Well, they call the one the Mad River Division. Okay. And I don't know what theirs is.
Don't care, do you?
It doesn't matter. It's the big boys. Much larger schools over there.
Yeah. Reese hits both of those free throws, giving him 4 points on the night. He's been a great addition. You can tell by his athleticism, getting to the basket, getting some finishes, getting some easy looks. I got split. Nice drive by McGuire. And they're going to call foul as the time expires.
Oh, boy.
Reese kind of clubbed him on that one.
Two shots here.
Yep.
Nobody at the line.
Bodie McGuire is going to step to the free throw line, and these are probably the hardest free throws to hit.
They are.
No one's on the line.
The worst ones, man.
Because you're not used to practicing like this.
Yep.
He steps up and hits the first one. Giving his team 28 points here. And misses the second one. So the Indians take a 9-point lead, 37-28 to start the fourth quarter.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back at the Nest, and the Indians trail by nine, or lead by nine, excuse me, 37-28. Again, Mr. Bill Overlup, principal here at Graham, and our own superintendent, Mr. Larry Brown, along with Brian Patcher doing the radio. Sells gets the ball inside for Graham. Throws it out to McGuire, swings it up to Hollingsworth, trying to get Sells isolated against post inside, and they do, and he gets the bucket and the foul. Good offensive set for Graham to come out to start the quarter.
Gives him 18 right now.
Yep, foul on Landon Post. That's his third, and not something the Indians want to see, as he's our leading scorer tonight with 13. Definitely don't want him not on the floor here in this fourth quarter.
Well, that's as many points as we scored in the third quarter right there.
It is. It'd be nice if it was your last. Guggenmiller trying to get it into Rammel. Patch has the ball, skips it over to Leverett. Swings it over to Post on the left-hand side. Back up to Guggenmiller. Over to Patch. Kicks over to Rex Leverett. Googs in the corner for a three. No good. Rebound Graham. Hollingsworth looking to push it up. Hits over to McGuire. Post goes for the steal. No good. Nice backdoor pass to Ryman off of it. All right, now the Indians lead 37-33. We need a bucket. Run and jump, and turnover by Kel Rammel. Sells with it in transition. Ooh, maybe walked with it there on the...
I think he did, but...
Yeah, got away with it. Bucket good for him, giving him 21 on the night. Indians lead by two. patch. Long pass in the rim.
We had the mismatch right there.
Yep. You know, that's the advantage of having Daniel at 6'7 on the perimeter who can throw over the top. He's a good passer, sees the floor well, and can throw it inside.
Major mismatch there.
Yep.
He's coming out. Troy Holman's back in.
Yep. 6:38 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Rammel misses on the free throw line. A Hall Brothers free throw. Guggenbiller gets the ball. They're calling a reach-in foul. 39-35. That'll be the fifth team foul for the Indians. And two on Reese. Ryman has the ball over to Wells, who thinks about, or Sells, who thinks about a three, but Dutton throws it to McGuire. Hollingsworth has it on the left-hand side, gets it into Sells. Knocked away, but back to him. Three comes up short. Probably a heat check by him,
yeah,
too.
He's not going to walk away from a shot right now.
Rex gets a lot of rebounds.
He's
knows
long.
Where the ball is going to be.
Yep. Guggenbiller has the ball. Skip pass to post. Landon had a nice third quarter. Nice pass, from Rammel to Leverett. Three from post. Good.
Boy.
Big bucket from him. Giving him 16 on the night, leading score for the Indians. Ryman has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in. Inadvertent kick pass. Kale Rammel comes up with the loose ball. Calls timeout. Going to be Indians ball. Timeout granted. 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back. Indians lead 42-35.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Again, we're back at the Nest. Indians lead 42-35. Indians won the JV game 57-39. Indians are looking to get off the snide here. We've had a five-game losing streak. We've played well, just have lost close games at the end.
Kind of two similar teams, you know, from that standpoint. We've done the same thing.
We find a way to lose it instead of finding a way to win it at the end. Run and jump being employed here, coming out of timeout, and Alex Dew shoots a three. Probably not the best shot for the Indians off of that. McGuire down, and nice finish for him. Cutting into the Indians lead. Usually when you're running and jumping, you're trying to get the other team sped up, and we kind of played in their hands there.
Yeah.
Landon Post has the ball now. Pressure broken by Cal Rammel over to senior Landon Post. Showing some of that leadership on the floor of the two seniors. Cal Rammel gets the ball, takes it up, draws the foul. That's one of those, I think Cal kind of went into contact more so than maybe it being a foul. But.
Yeah.
As the coach is not happy about it. But both officials both said the same thing. Your arms came down. Kel does a great job of drawing contact, though.
Yeah.
Cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line with that one. Giving him 14 on the night. Second one is good. 44-37. Just under 5 minutes to go. Hollingsworth hangs it off to Sells. Back to Hollingsworth. Drives in. Up to Ryman. Swings it over to Ward. Ward gets it to McGuire inside. Guarded by Alex Deuce. Turns and spins. Skip pass over to Hollingsworth for a three. Good. Nice shot by senior Eli Hollingsworth. 44-40 now. Indians lead with 4 minutes to go.
A little half-court pressure there.
Yeah. Nice change of pace, trying to get us off balance and maybe get a cheap turnover. Running, jumping Kel. Holman has the ball, swings it to Deuce for another three. Good for Alex. Whoa. On that one.
The second one was good.
Yeah, big difference in the shot, too, on that one. Same spot, same look, but it wasn't off of one pass. It wasn't rushed, and it was in the flow of the offense. Good backdoor play by Ward. 47-42 now. A lot of action going here. Turnover by Kel Rammel. Didn't see Sells in the back there. McGuire has the ball on the right-hand side now, settling it down for the Falcons. Hollingsworth has it on the left-hand side. Going to be a holding on Troy Holman. As McGuire is trying to break across the middle of the floor, and Troy grabbed a hold of him.
16th foul.
Yep.
For Indian.
Could become an issue. Leverett and Deuce pop out, and Toby and Patch check in with Post, Holman, and Rammel on the floor. Three for Sells. No good.
Wow.
Daniel with the rebound. Rammel has the ball. Breaking the pressure. And slips on the floor. Trying to come to a stop. That's an unfortunate turnover.
Yeah, it really was.
When he was trying to do the right thing and jump stop and get on balance without turning it over. And
he was on skates.
Yep. Jump stop and his feet went out from underneath him. 3:26 to go in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. See our Indians leading by five. Sells has the ball guarded by Riggs Toby. Swings it back to Hollingsworth on the right-hand side. Back to Sells. Coming off of a screen by Ryman. Three for Hollingsworth. No good. Post with the rebound. Reach-in foul.
Yeah.
On Ward. And there's one of those again where I come from behind and grabbed him. And I didn't foul him.
Right.
Guggenbiller checks in for Toby. Playing a little offense-defense here with Reese and Riggs. Cal Rammel's taking the ball out. Three short. Expect a long pass here. Rammel has it. Breaks it to Guggenbiller. Over to Holman. Out the patch. Back to Rammel. Breaking that pressure. Post has it on the right-hand side to Daniel. Back to Post. Inside to Rammel. Take it up for Strong. Post. Little jump hook for Cal Rammel. Comes up a little gimpy on that one.
Thought they'd take a little more time off the clock there. But
I think he got hurt on that when he slid over there.
Yeah, he's definitely limping for sure.
Yeah.
It hurt me watching him. Trapped by the Indians. Good defense there by Guggenbiller and Rammel. And Sells throws it off their foot. Leverett checks in for Rammel. Yes. As he's gingerly coming off the floor. Not sure if Jill is down there or not. She does such a great job taking care of our athletes. Nice post move by Sells. Up and good. 49-44. Indians lead with 2:24 to go, and the Falcons are taking a timeout, so we'll take one with them.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And the Indians got the ball in against full court pressure, and Troy Holman got stuck in no man's land right across half court. Gets called for a jump ball. Coach Leverett is going to take another timeout, I think a 30-second timeout.
Well, the Indians lose the possession arrow then, I think, don't they?
Yep, and Cal Rammel, he came back in and checked in. So, one thing here, we'll stay here with this timeout since we just came back from one. You know, we were looking to see if Jill was here or not, and, you know, Cal came off the floor, Mr. Brown, and you had said he went back in the hallway, and you asked, is he getting taped up? And you know, I think one thing that came in the light over the past, you know, week and a half or whatever it was with the football injury with the Bills and Bengals is the importance of athletic trainers, and you have one standing beside us here, and you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, we're just fortunate, just like a lot of schools, we partner with Mary Rutan, which is out of Bell Fountain Hospital, and they provide the service for us. Of course, our board puts in some money towards it as well, but you know, it also brought to light, I knew just in conversations in my house, because my wife said, you know, talking about the defibrillators right. and those kind of things, she's like, do you have them in the schools? And I said, we've had them in every school I've been in, you know, it's and in monitoring the batteries, and it's just one of those things where, you know, you don't really, those things don't come to light till something like that happens.
Right.
You know?
Right. And, you know, one of those things that you don't really know they're there until you need them, and you're so glad you do have them when they are there, and so we definitely appreciate 5-second call right there on the Indians. So it's going to be turnover. But we do appreciate Jill so much for us.
Yeah, we just purchased one for the baseball-softball complex, so we'll have one out there.
And the one thing that always gets overlooked with the trainers is how much time they're putting in all the different sporting events.
Yep, turnover, return right back, good defense by the Indians. Yeah, it goes unnoticed unless you're a coach or parent who has an athlete who has some injuries. And last year when Daniel had his arm surgery and, you know, Jill was with him every step of the way helping him out with that, so we definitely appreciate that part of it for sure. Indians trying to break the pressure against the run and jump. Rammel has the ball crossing half court. Gets split there to Troy Holman.
Nice.
Misses the layup and posts with the ball. Breaks away with it. Timeout. Indians get lucky there with a minute 49. Missing a point blank shot. Getting a rebound. Could have been a jump ball call.
It could have been jump ball. It could have been travel. It could have been.
It could have been a lot of things, but we went with the answer of D on that one. So let's take a break and we'll be right back. Indians lead by 5.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And a minute 49 to go. Indians lead by 5. Trigger it in. Rex Leverett has the ball. Gets stolen away by Hollingsworth. Quickly down the floor to Ward. Over to McGuire on the left-hand side. Back up to Ryman up top. Over to Sells. Looking for a clear out against Daniel. Drives in. Good help side by Kel.
Got a
missed shot. Daniel with a rebound. Picks it up, throws over to Kel Rammel. Don't throw, Kel. Just turned and threw it one-handed without even looking.
That one about.
Broke it there. Kel has the ball. See, I think that's a bad shot.
Yeah.
It's a minute 11 to go. They got 16 fouls. The next one, we're going to the free throw line. We're up 5, and we shoot a contested running layup from about 8 feet.
Yeah.
you know, I thought we were going to spread it out right there because we started off with that, and then we started to go to attack mode.
I mean,
and missed the
free
throw.
Time is your enemy right now. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Right. So. We missed the free throw by Kel. Because right now they didn't show they were going to come out and foul us.
Right.
We could have ran possibly some, you know, 10, 11, 12 more seconds off.
Yep.
Hits the second free throw.
6-point lead now.
Quickly down the floor is Hollingsworth, full speed sprint. Kicks over to Ward, back up to Sells. Don't get a reach in foul here, Rex. Because now they go to the free throw line with clock stopped.
He had his hands up, but he still got him with the body.
Yeah. He wasn't moving his feet there very well and got caught for the blocking call. So minute two to go. Indians lead by 6. Sells is looking to cut into that lead. No good. Ram up high with a rebound. Gets double teamed and travels. Technical foul on Graham. Unsportsmanlike conduct as he was clapping in his face, the official said right in front of us. That's a tough call.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, one, you just got a turnover. I think you're pretty excited.
Well, that's what Coach McCurdy, he's wanting a conversation with him right now.
Landon Post steps up and misses the free throw line, and he's a 78-79% free throw shooter, so we need Landon to hit this one. And it's good. Yeah, obviously,
it's McCurdy's point over here. He's clapping because we just got the turnover. He didn't go up
right
in his face, you know, and taunt him.
Right, it wasn't in his face. I'm happy my team got the turnover.
Yeah, now we don't get, you know, Graham doesn't get the ball. And
yep.
Yeah, that was a... I don't know about that one.
Yep, we get the ball back, trying to break some pressure. Leverett has it up to Rammel now. Looking to trap Kell. Got to be strong here, fellas. And they're going to foul Reese Guggenbiller. Gets thrown down to the ground, but nothing intentional there. So Reese Guggenbiller steps to the free throw line. 42.4 seconds to go. Indians lead by 7, 51-44. Reese dribbles a couple times and hits that one. Yeah, not that, you know. 2 points is a lot, but
that was a momentum change.
Right, because you had the ball, a chance with the ball underneath your basket.
Right.
In a 5-point game. Missed that one. Hollingsworth quickly down the floor, drives in, left hand, no good. Ramo with the rebound. Let him foul you. That's what happens. Hollingsworth with the foul on Ramo with 32.8 seconds to go.
Have a little break here. I just want to give a shout out to our bowling team at Graham. Our boys team have recorded two of the highest scores in the state of Ohio this past weekend at over 3,300, which is very good. And you know, we're very excited about what they may end up doing here towards the end of the season.
Awesome. With that sponsorship, just make sure you make checks payable to Fort Recovery Athletic Program for $100, Mr. Willett. Ramo misses that free throw. And you can hear Coach down here. Still, he's not letting that go.
He's still talking about it.
Well, that is a big play.
I totally agree with him, though.
Yeah, it is a big play. Hits the second free throw. McGuire quickly down. Wild shot. Misses it. Leverett with the rebound.
The ref that called it said he did it in his face.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that happened or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, but we'll take it, I guess. Right now,
Rex
the Indians.
Open.
Yep, 13 seconds to go, and Graham thought was going to let it run out, but got a foul with 12.5 seconds to go. Indians are going to walk away with a victory here. It's free throws here. No, they call out of bounds. No foul, I guess. Leverett has the ball. Time's going to run down and travel against the trap for Kel Rammel. 53-44. Indians are leading with 8.2 seconds to go. Alex Deuce checks in to replace Kel Rimmel. Kel's going to finish with 18 points on the night. And Sells drives in, misses the shot. Rebound Indians, and our Indians break our streak and get a victory here. Hard-fought victory over the Graham Falcons, 53-44. We'll take some commercial breaks, and we'll be back to wrap it up.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back at the nest as our Fort Recovery Indians get a hard-fought victory and break our five-game losing streak here. So great night for the Indians. Quarter scores went like this. It was 14-9 at the end of one. Second quarter, the Graham Falcons outscored the Indians 16-10 to take a 25-24 lead at halftime. The third quarter was good for the Indians as we outscored them 13-3. And they didn't score that basket to about a minute 14 or so to go in
that third
quarter.
That was the difference maker right there.
Yep. And they take a 37-28 third quarter lead. Going to the fourth quarter, it was knotted up 16-16 each, and the Indians walk away with a 53-44 victory. Leading scorer for the Indians tonight was Kel Rimmel with 20 points. Landon Post added 17. Reese Guggenbiller, great to have him back tonight this weekend, came up with 5 points. Alex Dews had 5 points. Rex Leverett and Daniel Patch all chipped in with three. Did you get the Falcons?
I didn't total them up. I think we had 24 for Ben Sells, and then it looks like we had a couple of them chip in some there in the fourth quarter. Eli Hollingsworth had a three. We had William Ward with two, and McGuire Boy had seven, and Ryman finished it out with 8 points.
And in JV action, they won 57-39, and leading the way there was Eli Leonards with 20 points. Gavin Evers added 11. Alex Garkey and Caden Greasy with 6 each. Mason Diller with 4. Cooper Thompson with 5. And Hayden Seifring with 5. Tyler Wendell with 3. And appreciate Sean Thompson here giving us the book and helping with our stats. So we got Coach Bob Leverett, a happy Bob Leverett here on our mic tonight.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I know. Jackie came over with us tonight. She said, for her sanity and safety, we have to get a win tonight.
Don't believe anything she says. We have not abused her at all this season yet.
Hey, Mr. Oval is taking off here, and Mr. Brown, appreciate you guys helping us out tonight on the radio as I was by myself here, Bobby. So, one man operation running this clown. So, tell us your thoughts on tonight.
Actually, the way they played tonight, I thought was they played a lot harder tonight than we've seen them play on film for some reason. You know, and some of that's, you know, knowing the history of the MAC coming in probably, you know, is some of that where, hey, you know, we got a MAC school coming in. They're known for being tough, so we're going to have to play tougher. And I think that was probably some of it. But and number one, hitting some shots early gave them some confidence that they could play with us. But, you know, hey, give our guys credit. We grinded it out. We made some good adjustments at halftime. And I thought we were pretty solid defensively in the second half there.
Third quarter, 13-3.
Yep.
They score their first bucket with a minute 14 to go on the clock.
Right.
Talk about defense.
Yeah, that was a stretch. You know, I went in there. I got a little rowdy with them at halftime, and I don't like doing that. But, you know, it was one of those where, you know, they are a stubborn group of kids that I have. But
I blame that on their mothers.
I do, too. Absolutely. But it was like they needed that rah-rah, hey, let's go, you know, you guys are better than this speech. And we got into them a little bit at halftime and challenged them, and they accepted it. And, hey, we got the win tonight, so.
Yeah, the other thing I thought was a difference maker, Landon Post goes on a 9-0 run himself in the third quarter, hits three threes. And the part I liked about that was, just me watching, we had numerous guys turn down good looks to get Landon the ball, who just hit a three. And that's something I felt like we haven't done a lot this year. When a guy hits a shot, we don't give him another chance for a look. We shoot it too fast.
Exactly.
And we were very patient tonight with Landon.
No, they recognized it, and they knew he was hot, and they got it to him. So, yeah, kudos to our guys for that. You know, we knew it. Like we've said, we've been taking good threes all year. And finally, you know, we got to see some go in. The other day in practice, Landon hit five in a row, you know, so he's very capable of doing that every night. Hopefully this gets us sparked here the second half of the year shooting the ball, not just him, but everybody else.
You know, the other part, their senior, Benjamin Sells, had 15 at half. I think he ended up with maybe 22 or so, but they were hard-earned 22 points for him in that set. He didn't get a lot of good looks in the second half.
No, he didn't. You know, and we thought about just not switching off of him. But I'm like, guys, there's no reason for us to do that. We're too good of athletes. We should be able to play our 55 switch, and everybody can guard him. Just know what his tendencies are, and that's what we did. That was our challenge. Why should we have to give this guy any special attention? And they took that challenge personally and did a pretty dang good job in the second half on him.
Well, you know, you talked about there we go. We're back on now. Us off as they're trying to clean up. That's a sign. But
yeah, we got to get out of
here. You know, I was saying, talking with Mr. Ovala here, he was saying, you know, who is the principal here, and we were glad to have him here. And he was saying their team has been struggling of late, similar to obviously us a little bit. And so talking with their coach pregame, you know, he said they had some urgency tonight. So that could have been,
well,
which
absolutely.
We did too. So
yeah, they won last night against Indian Lake, who's not very good, in a close game. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I think it was two teams that were just in a dogfight to get a win, you know. And like you said, that urgency created a pretty good atmosphere and a good game tonight.
Well, it was well played on our part. I know at halftime, I think Sean has down for only five turnovers, and I know we had a few late there with some pressure situations. Right. But, you know, for the most part, I thought we played pretty well and walked away with the victory.
And we've done really well all year keeping our turnovers under eight or nine. You know, we've been at that mark right now in the season, so.
Good deal.
Yep.
So,
Tuesday,
big game.
Tri-Village coming into town, home. One of those games that we don't really have anything to lose. You know, we can just go out and see, get a gauge on where we're at here.
And your wife is messing with you now.
Why does she do that? It's unbelievable.
She's weird.
She is weird. I think she's in love with me.
All right. Well, again, make up for those people who didn't look at the calendar and realize that we have a game Tuesday. We do have Tri-Village coming in. And then Friday night, we travel over to St. Henry.
St. Henry. That's, you know, St. Henry's, they just got beat. I don't know what they did tonight. They got beat by New Bremen on Friday night. They're a 500 club, a game that we need to go in and get us back to 500 in the league. And then we got Mississinewa Saturday with the Hall of Fame night. So a busy week here. We'll rest the boys probably tomorrow and go really, really light Monday and then get after it Tuesday and then just do some prep for St. Henry.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by with us, and appreciate it. And congrats on the win, and
thanks for
drive safely.
Yep.
And, again, I'm going to give a shout-out here real quick to my wife and daughter. Stella is at home not feeling well, and so is my wife. And so they couldn't make the trip, so they're listening. So, you know, I want to give them a shout-out. Otherwise, if I'm giving Bubba Stoggs and Chuck Etzler one, I better give my wife one, or I might be finding a place to sleep tonight. So, but Neil's going to wrap it up here for us. And, you know, appreciate you listening. Hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. And yep. This has been the Miracle Lanes postgame show, and Neil will wrap it up for us. Thank you.
Yep, be back in just a minute or two after this from Hastings.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show, and we're here at Graham where the Indians come away with a 53-44 hard-fought victory. And we want to really thank Brian Patch for keeping our guests under control. We had a couple of rowdy guests tonight. We had Mr. Bill Overla, former principal at Fort Recovery, now the principal here at Graham, and Mr. Larry Brown, our superintendent. He wrangled those guys pretty well. And again, thanks to those three guys, and big thank you to Miss Annie. I can't remember her last name. She takes care of us. She took great care of us here. And also Tom Milligan, who's the athletic director. As we've mentioned a lot of times, we go to these places and they treat us like we own the place. We do appreciate that a lot. And so I want to thank them. Again, big bunch of games next week. Girls host Indian Lake on Monday night. We're simulcasting WPGW with NFHS video. Tuesday, boys host Tri-Village. That's rescheduled from back in November. We're simulcasting WPGW, and they'll, again, have the NFHS video. And Thursday, the girls will host St. Henry. So we girls host on Monday, boys host on Tuesday, girls host on Thursday, hosting St. Henry, simulcasting WPGW. Then Friday, the boys are over at St. Henry. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available. Don't know about audio with that. Then Saturday, the girls will host Troy Christian. That is varsity only at 12:45. And we'll simulcasting WPGW with that one. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host Mississinewa Valley. That's a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with the NFHS video. That'll also be a lot going on that night. The Little Indians cheerleaders at halftime of the JV game and the Hall of Fame induction between games. And that those Hall of Fame inductees are Jenna Jenkins-Nestrick and Joanne Snyder-Hyatt. So, again, Indians come away with a 53-44 victory here at Graham and get off the snide here. I think we lost five in a row, and we'll be back on Monday night with the simulcast. Games all over the place next week. So we thank you guys for listening and appreciate it. Everything will be in the archives a little later.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.